Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, the H Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
There's a saying, heroes come and go, but legends are forever. For this episode, we will cover the story of Nieves Fernandez, a legendary Filipina guerrilla leader from the province of Leyte, that unbelievably fought against the Japanese forces during the height of World War II. Her courageous efforts in fending off the country's enemies at the time earned her the nickname, the Silent Killer.
Nieves Fernandez lived an ordinary life as a school teacher and small wholesale business owner in Tacloban City, Leyte. She was a dedicated educator and loved her students like her children. Her pupils called her Miss Fernandez and admired her for her motherly instincts that made them feel safe and sound. Unfortunately, the lives of the Filipinos would drastically change after the Japanese forces invaded the Philippines in 1941, a significant occurrence during the start of World War II.
In 1942, the Japanese forces invaded Tacloban City. For 2 years, the invaders conquered lands and took away all the possessions of the natives. The Japanese forces blockaded the city and developed an airfield. On the other hand, they also made Tacloban a port of entry as San Pedro Bay, located northwest of Leyte Gulf, which was ideal for larger vessels. Leyte's invasion was considered the darkest history of the province. The Japanese tortured civilians, including children, women, and the elderly. Filipinos weren't allowed to run their businesses, and those who didn't follow were tortured. Even Ms. Fernandez's teaching profession was also affected by the inhumane treatment of the Japanese forces, as teachers weren't allowed to instruct their students unless Japanese handlers approved it. These brutal acts from the invaders that Ms. Fernandez witnessed pushed her to instill her motherly instincts by becoming an assassin. Later, she led a guerrilla movement to fight off the Japanese.
In a 1944 interview with the Lewiston Daily Sun, a newspaper printed in Maine, United States, Ms. Fernandez told the reporter, quote, "When the Japs came, no one could keep anything. They took everything they wanted. They had ways of persuading, like giving you scalding hot baths and freezing cold baths alternately, with never a rest, never any food, and never any water, except the soapy water in the baths." Unquote. Nevertheless, Nieves Fernandez refused to give in to Japanese forces. After the Japanese took away all of her possessions, tortured and killed those around her, and intervened with her ability to teach, it became a determining factor for her to win back her countrymen's freedom.
Nieves Fernandez started as a lone assassin. Dressed in all black attire, she headed to the jungle barefoot and executed her ambush operation against the Japanese soldiers. Despite being outnumbered and not having the modern weapons that the invaders had at the time, Ms. Fernandez used her familiarity with the area to her advantage. Her weapons were a bolo and an improvised shotgun made from a gas pipe. In context, a bolo is a large single-edged knife commonly used by Filipinos at the time. Due to its availability, the bolo became a common choice for improvised weaponry for Filipino fighters, especially during the Japanese occupation.
Asia is captivating. Walk through the bustling streets of Bangkok, swim in the crystal blue waters of the Philippines, discover the sand dunes of Mongolia, or marvel at the beautiful colors of India, and you will see that Asia has so much to offer. But underneath its beauty also lie interesting and sometimes horrifying crime stories that can make your skin crawl. In the past two seasons of Asia in the Shadows, I've covered some interesting and also heartbreaking cases from all over Asia. Season 3 will not be any different. I will be covering some countries I've not covered before and will be revisiting others who've become mainstays of the podcast. See you soon, Shadow Friends.
Using these unconventional combat weapons and unorthodox tactics, Ms. Fernandez carried out ambushes on her own for 2.5 years. She incredibly took out dozens of Japanese troops all by herself in the jungle. Eventually, her heroics inspired the men from Tacloban, which resulted in the formation of a guerrilla movement of 110 persons, where Nieves Fernandez was named captain. Consequently, based on U.S. intelligence reports, Captain Fernandez earned the ire of the Japanese forces for her guerrilla group's activities. The Japanese issued a 10,000 peso worth bounty on her head, but no one betrayed her.
However, the Japanese forces almost killed Captain Fernandez in one of their encounters. She was shot in her right forearm, but luckily she survived as the bullet only left a scar. Captain Fernandez's guerrilla group managed to kill 200 Japanese soldiers. Through their efforts, together with American forces, Leyte became the first island in the Philippines to be freed from the Japanese forces. Furthermore, Captain Fernandez holds the title of the first and only female guerrilla commander in the Philippines during World War II.
Stanley Troutman, a notable American journalist that covered World War II in the Asia Pacific, visited Nieves Fernandez in Tacloban. He interviewed and took a photo of her, demonstrating how she slays Japanese soldiers. Recently, this photo became viral and could be seen throughout social media about the legendary story of the only Filipina guerrilla leader in World War II. According to Captain Fernandez, quote, "The trick is to stab sharply into that soft spot directly behind or below the earlobe. Once you push the blade about 2 inches, you give a sharp upward thrust while twisting the blade 90 degrees. This operation causes the knife to enter the base of the victim's brain, causing instant unconsciousness. And the twisting of the blade somehow causes the victim to suck in air, so screaming is impossible. If performed correctly, The only sound the victim will make is that of the physical struggle. And that is taken care of from the start because of the way you attack from behind. Unquote. These unorthodox methods, described by Nieves Fernandez, earned her the nickname, the Silent Killer.
Aside from this cool nickname, U.S. forces referenced Captain Fernandez's guerrilla as the Gas Pipe Gang for their use of improvised gas pipe shotguns and handmade grenades loaded with gunpowder and old nails. But for the Japanese, she was known as a crack shot because of her sharpshooting skills. Nonetheless, Captain Nieves Fernandez proved to her fellow Filipinos and the entire world that women are resilient and capable of defending a nation. Thus, she is a true legend whose legacy will live on. For further updates, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, PH Murder Stories. If you have case suggestions, please go to our website at phmurderstories.com and fill out the request form at File Your Blotter. Did you like this episode? Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on other platforms, kindly send us a review on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. You can also share our podcast to your Instagram and Facebook stories through Spotify. We're also inviting you to join our Facebook group, PH Murder Stories The Verdict, and participate in our discourse about true crime, both local and international. This group is a safe space for true crime and mystery fans like us who want to engage in thorough discussions about the subject.
To all our listeners, we hope you could support us on Patreon. If you're fond of online shopping, you can also help our team earn a small commission by clicking our Lazada and Shopee affiliate links found in the description. Any amount you contribute will enormously help support our team to produce more quality content.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.